We're starting the stories of the Talmud about the destruction of the temple. The stories really begin with the Mishnah in Gittin, which discusses the Sikrikun, or Sikrikon. Sikrikon were murderers that would come and kill people, and when people saw them approaching, so they knew that they were dead men. And sometimes they tried to convince him, spare me, I'll give you money. Spare me, I'll give you my land. And the Mishnah is discussing what happens if you purchased land from this Sikrikon. Do we say that he owned the land in order to sell you? That meaning, is his ownership valid? Could he sell you any property or not? Meaning, it's true, he's a murderer, and he got it by threat, but it could be that the owner gave it to him, you know. He didn't have a choice. But the question is now, whose is it? Meaning, when a person says, take my land, I don't want to get killed, does he mean to give it over or not? So, there were different stages. Meaning, there were stages when the Sikrikon were new on the scene, and people didn't realize what power they wielded because they were backed by the Roman Empire. And then later on, when they understood what power they wielded, so people for sure meant to give it to them. They weren't about to start up with them. When they said, take my land, they meant take my land. And then they legally owned the land. The fact that if you could only take them to court, you'd be able to get the land back, that's another question. So the Mishnah and the Talmud begin by going through that, going through the historical process of how the rabbis viewed and how the rabbis instituted, we should deal with the Sikrikon. Meaning when they come back and offer a Jew to rebuy that property, is that Jew allowed to? So that was an involvement in the halachic process. That's where the Mishnah really begins, because the Mishnah is discussing different forms of ownership and sale. And coming off of that, so the Talmud starts discussing the historical events that led to the destruction. And the story begins with a statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, the great Amora who compiled the Jerusalem Talmud, he lived approximately a century after the destruction of the temple. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "My dichtiv, what does the verse mean when it says in Proverbs, Ashrei Adam Mefached Tamid, praised is he who is always concerned. Umakshelipo, and he who hardens his heart, yipol bira'a, he will not be victorious, on the contrary, he will fall in the hands of evil." What's that talking about? Rabbi Yochanan begins with this opening verse when he speaks about what brought about the downfall of the temple. You want to know what brought the downfall of the temple, says Rabbi Yochanan? It's because people were not concerned. People were not cautious. If a person would only have some foresight and think, hey, what could happen if I make this move, then the destruction wouldn't have happened. Rabbi Yochanan says, you want to know where the root of the destruction lies? It lies in overconfidence. It lies in hardened hearts. People who were not cognizant of the dangers that loom. Now, if we think about it for a minute, that's really what happened in the first temple too. The prophets kept saying, watch out, there's a destruction looming. And the people kept saying, no, it's not going to happen. God wouldn't destroy us. Comes the second temple and Rav Yochanan says, you want to know what's behind the second temple's destruction? People were not cautious enough. They didn't have foresight. And now Rav Yochanan tells us the story. Akamtza ubal kamtza charuv Yerushalayim. Over Kamtza and Bar Kamtza, Jerusalem was destroyed. Kamtza is grasshopper. And Bar Kamtza is the son of a grasshopper. Okay, but Rashi tells us here we're talking about two individuals who had these names.